There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Saturday, May 20th edition. Hope everybody's having a good start to their weekend. We have a 8-game early, 7-game main slate to attack. Hope everybody's Friday night of DFS action went well. Tonight and today we have rain. We had some issues yesterday. They bobbed and weaved around. Today might be difficult unless reports have changed or will change because Kansas City at Minnesota, wind's blowing in heavy from left center. I like to pitcher in this matchup, but not likely going to use him now. We're talking around game time of 99% chances of rain, and it stays in the 90s for most of the day. And then about 7 o'clock at night, it starts getting into the 40s. So that doesn't look good in Minnesota. Milwaukee and the Cubs, wind blowing in hard from right field. Another pitcher I had my eye on, especially in GPPs. We're talking 60 to 70% chances of rain and thunderstorms in Chicago. We saw the delay yesterday there. It was nasty. Could be nasty again. And see, the other reason why Minnesota looks great, it's going to be in the low 40s. It was pitcher's heaven. Chicago's going to be cold in the mid 50s. Two great pitching environments for us. Both might be gone. The early slate might go down to 6 games. We shall see. Washington at the Nationals, another day game. As the game goes on, we're going 30 to 50% chances of rain. Keep an eye on that one. But Atlanta's always got weird thunderstorm chances, so who knows how that one plays out. Rockies at Reds, 40% or 30 to 40% chances of thunderstorms. Keep an eye on that one. Lots of humidity and nice temperature. There's the ball we find out of Great American Small Park. So get into the evening slate. Giants at Cardinals, 30% chances, but as the evening goes on, it gets heavy, so love to get that one and get it in quick. Keep an eye on that one. And that's about it. So the day slate's got a handful of them. Night slate's a little rough. Texas at Detroit, wind's blowing in hard from left field. Me liking that, but wow, that is some bad day slate weather. Let's get into your game totals on the day to give you an idea of what we're looking at here. On the day slate, Royals at Twins was a total of 9. Brewers Cubs, 7.5. Red Sox A's, 8.5. Phillies Pirates, 8.5. Blue Jays Orioles, 9.5. Bolsinger versus Gaussman. Mad Max is on the mound for the Nationals at Atlanta. It's a total of 9. Thank you, Bartolo Colon. Indians at Astros, total of 9. Yankees at Rays, total of 8. Rockies, Reds, total of 9. That's your day slate. To the evening, Angels at Mets, a total of 8. Rangers at Tigers, 8.5. Giants, Cards, 8. Marlins, Dodgers, 8. White Sox, Mariners, 8. And the D-backs, Padres. Robbie Ray versus Luis Perdomo is a 7.5. So definitely some nice offense to attack, especially in the early slate, but weather permitting. Let's get into that early slate. Your top pitcher on the slate is obviously Mad Max Scherzer, $12,600 at the Atlanta Braves. Mad Max, just filthy. A little beat up last time, but it's only because he went 6 innings. Still had 8 Ks, only 17.5 points prior to that back-to-back 30-point outings. 25 or more points in all but two starts this year. Going up against an Atlanta squad, which we know don't expect too much. They're striking out almost 20% of the time. Decent WOBA of 321 against righties. But let's remember, that was with Freddie Freeman, who he gone. He's gone. So this team, they did hit the ball pretty well last night, better than I thought they would. But as a whole, that team's going to struggle a little bit. Mad Max on your barrel FIPs. Overall in the season, he's number three with a 2.44 barrel FIP, getting barrel 2.79% of the time. In the last 30 days, he's number four, getting barrel 2.88% of the time, and striking out 33.09% of the batters he's facing. Mad Max is that good. We shouldn't have to talk too much about that. Braves do have an implied team total of 4.09, so people think something there. Lefties hitting 324. Righties are only 202. Lefties are talking like Markakis and Ciarte. Yeah. So righties hitting 202 against Mad Max. Big righty lineup there for the Bravos. So Mad Max, 12-6. Very nice play. He does like to give up the home run from time to time. That ballpark plays small, but very good play on the slate. Next up, I did like Jake Arrieta at $9,400 at home against... Let me preface real quick. Masahiro Tanaka's $9,700. There is K upside, but A, he's not striking anybody out this year. Tampa Bay's hitting people good. And Tanaka is getting barreled up like a bad man. His last 30 days, he wasn't on the last 30-day list, but overall in the season, he's 12th, getting barreled 7.07% of the time. So I just wanted to bring that up. But back to Arrieta. $9,400 at home. I loved the cold weather. The wind's blowing in Wrigley. Sure, he's had some rough starts. There's no doubt in that. He's been giving up a lot of loud contact. Two homers in his last start in St. Louis. Coors Field, I kind of look away from, but he pitched really well against the Phillies. Then he struggled at Boston, pitched well at Cincinnati. Okay with Pitt. It's off and on with him. It's a lot of walks and keeping the ball in the damn ballpark. He's given up a lot of home runs this year, but he's not on the barrel list, which is good. So it's not a lot of hard contact often. But the big thing is he's striking out over 24% of the guys he's facing, and the Brew Crew strike out over 24% of the time as well versus righties. They do hit righties with some power, but the weather conditions were good. I thought he's a great GPP play because everyone would steer clear of Arrieta lately. And the Brewers have the lowest supply team total on the board of 317. Lefties hitting 295, righties 267. It was a definite GPP gamble. Would I have been surprised if he gave up some runs? No. But definite upside there when it comes to Jake the Snake. So if the game plays, if weather shows up and it's fine, I don't mind gambling on some Arrieta. But weather looks horrible. Moving on to Vinny Velasquez, $9,200 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Vincent, man, he was a flamethrower in years past. He's kind of died off there, but his last start, 5 innings, 2 earned, 5 Ks. Prior to that, 7 innings, 2 earned, 8 Ks. He's not getting you the big, big point productions that you're used to. But he's going up against a Pirates team that is less than ideal. I mentioned Josh Bell the last few days. If you're paying attention, he's hitting the ball really, really well. That's a guy to keep an eye on. Then you got like McCutchen, who's really, he'll run into one, but overall not playing well. The team as a whole isn't a good offense, but their team WOBA is 290 versus righties, below average, striking out 19% of the time. Vincent Velasquez striking out 26.6% of the batters he's facing. He got the Pirates with a team total on the day of 440. Lefties hitting 347, righties hitting 316 off Vinny. I think it's a good spot for him in that he's definitely got a nice park shift from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh. The slate's got a lot of question mark pitchers. And the other thing is, when it comes to punting, it's bad. Like, usually I'll get you guys a punt or two that's worth a shot. It's bad tonight. So you're going to have to take some gambles on some of these higher-priced arms. And Vinny Velasquez, the upside is there when he's on. He's very, very good, but he's just been very inconsistent this year. So definitely upside gamble with Vinny Velasquez. Next up, Ivan Nova in that same matchup, $8,700. Nova has been outstanding. He's striking out almost 18% of the batters he's facing. He's barely walking anybody, and that's why we love him a lot. Philadelphia striking out over 23% of the time versus righties. Nova limits the hard contact, which is definitely ideal. Lefty's hitting 351, righty's 293. They do have some nice lefties in that lineup, but a lot of righties as well. Interesting matchup, but Nova's been outstanding. He's consistent, and he pitches great at home. Very good look at $8,700. Pitcher I really liked in Minnesota today, Ian Kennedy, coming off the DL for Kansas City, $8,400. But that looks like a washout and a half. Big K upside with this guy. Big K. Before his last start, we got hurt. It was 6Ks, 3Ks, 10Ks. When he faced Minnesota, 5 1/3, 2 earned, 6Ks, 17.6 DraftKings points. Sign me up for that right now. $8,400. But like I said, weather looks bad. Real quick look at Kennedy here. Where do you go? All right, there. Striking out 22.4% of the batters he's facing. Minnesota striking out 22.2% of the time. He's been very, very good. Minnesota team total 455, which is rather high. Lefty's hitting 298, righty's 315 off of Kennedy. Was definitely a GPP gamble with that K upside. We will be looking at Drew Pomeranz, $8,300 at the Oakland A's. Concern here, though. He left his last start with an arm injury, but everything's fine. He had tightness in his tricep, it says, but the MRI came back negative. He's on track to pitch today in Oakland. All is good, onward and upward. But you know how it is. That's a scary situation. But he does strike out 26.4% of the batters he's facing. The walks are always a problem. He's almost walking 10% of the guys he's facing. Control, control, control with Drew. Oakland is average 303 WOBA versus lefties, and they strike out 23.3% of the time. They can definitely run into a few against the lefty. We've seen that many times. They did okay against Sale last night. Not great, obviously. Sale struck out another double-digit night. Pitched great, and they walked it off late. But that's just because Sale doesn't get run support. But Pomeranz at $8,300, definitely a GPP gamble. You got Matt Andrees, who's been pitching well, but do you want to throw him up against the Yankees? That's an ugly situation, but could be a GPP dart. I'm just naming guys now because the pitching gets bad from here. Chase Anderson, good pitching conditions in Chicago. You're facing the Cubs, though. Chase Anderson is 12th best on the Barrel FIP leaderboard this year. He's done a good job of limiting the damage, getting barreled 2.09% of the time, striking out over 20% of the batters he's facing. So if you want to get crazy, you can roll the dice with Chase, but that's some crazy is what that is. The only real punt I can somewhat get behind is the bottom of the barrel, Mike Clevinger, $5,600. I've been big on him. It's all about walks. He pitched really well last time, and then ended up walking guys, ended up with 4 walks. It gets dangerous, but he has really, really, really good stuff. Strikes out over 22% of the batters he faces. Houston's not a huge strikeout team. We know they can hit right-handed pitching. It's a very dicey play. They have the third highest team total on the board at 465. Lefty's hitting 241. Righty's 385 in a small sample against Clevinger. Total punt at $5,300. Not even joke. Like, it's very, very, very risky. Very risky. But overall, the punts are just bad. So Scherzer, 12-6. Arrieta, 94. Velasquez, 92. Nova, 87. Kennedy, 84. Pomeranz, 83. Clevinger, 56. The way the weather's looking, this could be an 8-game slate turned into 6. So be careful. Let's go to the bats at the catcher's position. Gary Sanchez, 4,600 versus Matt Andrees. Brian McCann, 4K against Clevinger. Like that play a lot. Salvi Perez, 36. First, the lefty, Mejia. If it doesn't get rained out, that's a really good play. Mejia making his return from the minors for the Twins. We got Willie Contreras, 3,600 versus Anderson. Wieters, 3,500 versus Bartolo Colon. Oh, poor Bartolo. In the last 30 days, he is 8th worst on the barrel FIP leaderboard. 6.09 FIP, getting barreled 7.09% of the time, barely striking out 10% of the batters he faces. Not good, Bartolo. Not good. If we really want to get into it real quick, National second highest implied team total at 491. Lefty's hitting 339 off the big Bartolo. So keep them in mind. Wieters, 3,500. You go down the list, you got Cameron Rupp, 3,200 versus Nova. Jason Castro, 3,100 versus Kennedy. Keep going. I wouldn't go there either. Where's the one I was looking? There it is. Fegley, 2,900 versus Pomeranz. He usually, like I said yesterday, faces the lefties in that one. So keep an eye there. If you want to get weird with Tampa Bay, you know, you got Sucre at 2,600. He's actually been swinging it pretty well for them. But that's about it. Catcher's pretty, you know, bleak most days. When you cut a slate in half, it gets really bleak. First base, Joey Votto, $5,100 against Senzatella. Senzatella giving up a lot of hard contact this year. Anthony Rizzo, $5,000. Ian Desmond, $4,900 in Great American Small Park. Like Desmond, as always right now, first base outfield eligible. Mark Reynolds, $4,800 for Colorado as well. Zimmerman, $4,800 versus Cologne. You could look into some Hanley Ramirez, $4,100 versus the lefty Sean Manaea. Definitely an option there. Carlos Santana, $4,100 versus Mike Fiers. Mike Fiers gives up a lot of loud contact and a lot of big flies. So keep an eye on that. Cleveland's just so inconsistent, but they do hit. When they get hit, it's scary. 324, Fiers getting hit 324 by lefties, 378 by right-handed bats. Let's keep an eye on that. Josh Bell's up to $4,000. Guy's been swinging it his last few games. If you really want to get into it here, 12 points, 18 points, 18 points in his last three. You go 7, 18, 7, 18. That's not a bad like six-game stretch there, Mr. Bell. Got a nice matchup against Vinny Velasquez. Matt Holliday, 3,800 versus Andrees. Lomo, 3,800 versus Tanaka. Definitely in play. Price tag's coming up. He was 3,300 yesterday. And now he's facing Tanaka, and he goes up to 38. DraftKings doing their thing again. Edwin Encarnacion, $3,800 versus Fiers. Mitch Moreland, I would stay away from that one. Ryan Healy, first base, third base eligible for the A's at $3,300. And that'll finish us off at the first base position. Lomo at 38 is nice. Josh Bell at 4. Not saying they're must plays, but they'll be two nice low-owned GPP plays. Second base, Jose Altuve, $5,100 versus Clevinger. Daniel Murphy, $4,800 versus Cologne. Daniel Murphy, great play tonight. Phenomenal play. Lock and load that one in that ballpark. I believe he went yard last night. That ballpark against Cologne. Murphy at $4,800 is great. D to the Dozier, $4,600 tonight against Kennedy. Starling Castro, $4,200 versus Andrees. Batting cleanup for the Yankees. Starling Castro. Kipnis, $4,100, swinging it really well. Facing off against Fiers. Go to Cesar Hernandez, $3,900 versus Nova. I told you how lefties are hitting Nova pretty well. Cesar Hernandez, good baseball player. Really good. Good at baseball, as they say. Jose Ramirez at Cleveland, second base, third base eligible, 38. Josh Harrison, second base, third base, been leading off $3,700 versus Velasquez. Don't mind that at all. Can't remember if I showed you the Vinny Velasquez. Pirates, team total of 440. Lefties, 347. Righties, 316 versus Vinny. Pedroia, $3,700 versus Manaea is worth a look. Adam Frazier had the day off yesterday. He's been leading off for Pittsburgh. Second base outfield, $3,500. Don't know how he had the day off yesterday. I mentioned him in the podcast yesterday. He has a great play at leadoff. He had the day off prior to that. 23, 8, 10, 13. Those were his last four DraftKings days. Nice little leadoff player. Moving on. Jed Lowry, switch hitter, $3,500 versus Pomeranz. You could look into that's probably, it's usually the end of our line, actually. But, yep, that is the end of the line. Heading over to the third base position, Chris Bryant, $5,400. Nolan Arenado, $5,400. Arenado went deep again. Guy's just raking, and that ballpark's just not fair. Miggy Sano, $4,800. Good play against Kennedy. Kennedy, I like the K-upside, like I said, but he gives up a lot of loud outs. And if you listen to the StatCast pod by MLB StatCast, this week's episode, big thing on Miguel Sano and his hard contact rate and exit velocity, best in baseball. Better than Aaron Judge, better than Giancarlo Stanton. Kid's a beast. Good stuff on that podcast, like 25 minutes long. Mikel Franco, $4,000 versus Nova. He's been swinging a good. Aaron Suarez went yard yesterday. He's $4,000. Liked him yesterday. Don't mind him again today. Like I said, Senzatella, lots of loud contact. Mentioned Jose Ramirez. Marwin Gonzalez, $3,800. Third base outfield eligible versus Clevinger. Chase Headley, $3,700 versus Andrees. The Yankees. This is why Andrees is intriguing. But Yankees, 4.03 implied team total. Lefties, 289. Righties, 324 off Andrees. that reverse splits for Andreessen is what makes him a little intriguing in a GPP, but just so hard to fade that Yankees lineup. It's so hard. But GPP, I can somewhat get behind it. Longoria, 3,600 versus Tanaka. Mentioned Healy already. Go to, that's usually the end of our rope on this one. Yep, that'll do it. Let's head over to the shortstop position. Carlos Correa, 5,300 versus Clevinger. Turner, 5K versus Cologne. I still can't get behind paying that tag for Turner, but on a slate like this, I can see a little more appeal. Zach Cozart is up to 4,800 bucks. My God. Did not ever think I'd see the day when Zach Cozart was that expensive, but he's been raking. He's almost averaging 10 DraftKings points a start. Like, it's crazy what Cozart. Yeah, after Cozart and that crazy price tag, you got Francisco Lindor at 4,500 in a really good spot versus Fires. I love stacking against Fires. He throws, like, seems like one good start every four, so if he throws it today, that's fine. I'll come back to the well. People just light him up like a Christmas tree. Cleveland very much in play. Did I say their team total yet? Team total 4-3-5, lefties and righties. Righties really hit him hard. It's crazy, crazy with that he's still in the league and other guys aren't. Xander Bogaerts, 4,100 versus Manaea is a really good play today. Valleca had the day off yesterday. 3,700 bucks versus Adelman. Very much in play, especially if he's hitting in a good spot in that order. Didi Gregorius, 3,500. Tim Beckham up to 3,400. He went up in price to face Tanaka. Ray's price tags went up against Masahiro Tanaka. I know he's had a bad year, but wow. Just goes to show you, people. Severino's getting the love in the DK world. Gotta love it. But then I was reading yesterday that their algorithm is just broken because just nothing makes sense right now. It's pretty interesting things. Dansby Swanson is actually swinging a half-competent bat right now. I haven't been mentioning him much at all, but like last night, 25 points. But this is what he does. He had a 3, a 0, and then 4 games ago, he had 19, 14, 5, 5, 7, 5, 7. Even those 7s and 5s aren't horrible because he's 2,900 bucks. But he is facing Mad Max tonight, so wouldn't go all in. But if you're not using Max and you want to punt shortstop with potential upside, I'd put it in quotes, potential upside. You got Swanson at 2,900 bucks. Your punt at shortstop is Adam Rosales, 2,300 bucks. Rakes lefties. I didn't mention them yesterday because it's Chris Sale, and you just have no business playing against Chris Sale unless you make 1,000 lineups and you want to make a contrarian one. But against Drew Pomeranz, Adam Rosales is definitely in play at 2,300 bucks as a phenomenal punt play. Because if 2,300 bucks doesn't hit, that's fine. But if it does, golden. Rosales loves lefties. The last like 4 or 5 years, stats are just insanity with him against lefties. So, yes. Going to the outfield, Charlie Blackmon, 5,500 bucks. Same price as big Bryce Harper. And Blackmon finally deserves it. Mentioned yesterday, if you're going to pay up, pay for him. He got you double-digit points, didn't even leave the yard. I could see home runs this weekend in Cincinnati. Love Blackmon at 5,500 again. Bryce Harper, 5,500 versus Cologne is another great play. They're both phenomenal. Both we mentioned how lefties crushed Cologne for Adelman. Lefties hitting 343 off Adelman. Righties 338, so Blackman's in a great spot as well. Both very good outfielders. Obviously, price tag makes that obvious. Betts, 5,200 versus Manaea. Judge, 5K versus Anders. You mentioned the reverse splits. Righties hit Anders better than lefties. Overall, he's been great this year, but that's that. Billy Hamilton's up to 5K versus Sensatella. Reds are priced up today, boys and girls. But gets on base. He's going to steal against Sensatella. So good contrarian play. No one ever plays him at his normal price tag. I don't think anyone's going to play him at 5K. So if you want to get different on your GPP lineups, Billy Hamilton's definitely someone to keep in mind. George Springer, 4,900. Corey Dickerson, C-Dix, up to $4,600. By God. I think he hit 4K yesterday for the first time. I got to look at the game log here. My goodness, 4,600. He has 42 yesterday. He has 44 a few games back when he had 28 DraftKings points. He's been 46 one other time. Okay, there's that. I had to check. I'm like, I don't remember that. Gardner, 4,400 versus Andries. Gardner's having a great, great season so far. Jason Worth, 4,400 versus Bartolo. Schwarber, 43 versus Anderson. He's heating up. Alther, 4,300 versus Nova. Like me some Duvall at 4,300 tonight. Aaron Hicks, boy's been raking, 4,200 bucks. Keep him in mind. McCutcheon, mentioned him. Kemp, 4,100. Ellsbury, 4K. He's had a big game yesterday. Josh Reddick left the building again yesterday. I told you, this guy is just raking. Nobody owns him. He's 4K now. His price tag keeps slowly creeping up, hitting at the top or near the top, usually, not every day, usually, in that Houston lineup. 4K for Reddick. Really nice play there. Lorenzo Cain, if that Kansas City game plays against the lefties, a really nice play, $3,900. Kepler in that same game at $3,900. K with the Chris Davis, got a couple knocks last night. Maybe he's heating back up again. He's $3,900 versus Pomeranz. Nice value play of potential dongage against the lefty Pomeranz with Chris Davis. Colby Rasmus, $3,800 versus Tanaka. Like that a lot. Man, I'm definitely getting in for some Rays action, especially at those prices. Everybody loved the Rays when they were cheap. Now they're not cheap. That ownership level should be nice and low. I know Tanaka can spin a gym from time to time, but he's been so bad in that loud contact. He can throw six innings and strike out 10 for all I care. When they hit four dongs off of him, I'll be happy. Got Beltran at $3,800, Benintendi $37. Wouldn't go too heavy on either one of those. Enciarte $37 versus Scherzer. Not the greatest play, but remember, Max does give up a homer or two, and they'll fly in that ballpark, especially the lefties, so keep that in mind. Jorge Soler versus a lefty, $3,600 was definitely a play. Hernan Perez been swinging to go back. Odubel Herrera, lefties off of Nova, $3,600. Steven Souza Jr., $3,600 is worth a look. Keon Broxton, $35. I mentioned Adam Frazier for the Pirates at $35, second base outfield eligible. Kiermaier, $3,500 versus Tanaka. Let's check out. I forgot if Tanaka's a splits guy or not. I don't think he is, but let me double check before I get too deep into this weave. Rays team total 397. Yeah, he is. Lefties 287, righties 307. But the averages don't show the loudness of the contact he's been giving up. Rajay Davis versus a lefty. Davis loves lefties. He should be leading off for towards the top of that A's order. $3,500 versus Pomeranz. Chisenhall, $3,500 versus Fires. He's always a lefty in that Cleveland lineup I like to target because no one else does. They look to the top of the order. Chisenhall hits the ball just fine. Alex Gordon, no. Jorge Bonifacio, if he's playing good, good right-handed stick in that lineup. Hit a home run last night. He's $3,200 versus the lefty Mejia. Keep an eye on Bonifacio. Never gets owned. Chris Young for Boston versus the lefty Minaya. He's $3,000. That's a nice value play. Chris Young does very well versus lefties, folks. Most people know that. He's $3,000, so a nice way to punt and pay elsewhere if you have to. I still have Adam Rosales, $2,300 is your punt. You can get some cheap catchers, too, if you need to. But that'll take you through the outfield and our offense on the early slate. Pitching Scherzer, Arrieta, Velasquez, Nova, Kennedy, Pomeranz, Clevenger. You're stacking up the likes of the Nats versus Big Bartolo for sure. Houston versus Clevenger is interesting, even if you're going to punt Clevenger. I like the Reds versus Sensatella a lot. I like the Rockies versus Adelman a lot. Those two, that could be a nice game stack. What did I say the total was there? It should be 9.5 to the top of my head. Rockies, Reds is a 9. Definitely worth a target there, because everyone will be flocking to the Nationals and others. So it's good look right there. Don't mind the Pirates a bit, especially the lefties, 347 off Velasquez. So get those ones in. Make it happen. Let's head to our 7-game main slate. One spot of rain we mentioned, but we'll start off with Carlos Martinez, 11,100 at home against the Giants. It's always a walks thing with C-Mart. When he's not walking guys, he's striking them out. 7 or more strikeouts in 3 of his last 4 starts, back-to-back 7K games. He has 21 or more points in 3 straight, 18.7 or more in 4 straight. He's been outstanding. Price tag is a little steep at 11-1, but on this slate, we will play with it. He's going up against the Gigantes team, which we know struggles at the plate. They are in a good spot yesterday against Michael Wacha. They couldn't even get it done. So when we're talking C-Mart striking out almost 23% of the batters he faces, walks are up to 9%, which is scary. Giants striking out almost 20% of the time versus righties. Very bad team, well, but as always mentioned, team total 371 on the slate. So C-Mart, definitely a great price at that option. Just like the early slate, the punts are bad here. At least we have a couple $7,000 arms to target, unlike the early slate. Justin Verlander, 10-5 at home against Texas. Verlander's got that strikeout arm working. And the big thing with him is you look at his home starts. His roads, he's been okay. He's getting the strikeouts, but he's giving up runs. But his last two home starts against Cleveland, 7 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned, 5 Ks, 21 points. Seattle, 7, 5, 0, 8 Ks for 27.6. He's been really, really good at home. The roads, he struggled. He even dominated Boston at home. So definitely keep that in mind. We know Texas can rake, but Verlander striking out over 27% of the batters he's facing. Texas striking out 22.4% of the time. They do hit everybody, but they're very inconsistent when they do it. Team total 396. Lefties hitting 273. Righties 287 off of Verlander. Verlander at 10-5 is a great player tonight. I like him a lot. We know Texas can go off at times, but on this slate, C-Mart and Verlander both worth the five-digit price tag. You can roll the dice with Samardzija, K-upside, soft contact, but you know how he gets blown up from time to time. But he'll be low-owned tonight against the Cardinals at $9,500, so it's definitely worth a look in that regards. But next up, Robbie Ray, $8,900 versus the San Diego Padres. Ray striking out 28.5% of the batters he's facing. Padres striking out 21.6% of the time against lefties with a team WOBA of 263, which is horrific against left-handed pitching. Team totals fourth lowest on the entire day at 374. Lefties hitting 289, righties 345 off of Robbie Ray. So there are some righties in that Padres lineup that make it interesting, but we love Robbie Ray. And an $8,900 price tag on this evening slate, that's about as automatic as it comes. Likely very, very chalky, but I'm not too concerned about the chalk on this one. Outstanding play, Robbie Ray, $8,900. Next up, you have Julio Urias coming off his blow-up in Coors, which you expected. But prior to that, 6 1/3 of one earned against the Pirates, where he tried to go for his no-no. Then back-to-back decent start against the Giants. But like I always say, A, it's walks with him because it gets his pitch count up because they're keeping him low. His highest so far is 95. They're not going to stretch him past 100 at all. So $8,200 isn't horrible. He's been in the $8 to $8,800 range. It's just you need the Ks with him. Miami is horrible against lefties, like we've talked about yesterday. Urias striking out 22.6% of the batters he faces. Miami 21% of the time. Excuse me. Miami, where are you at? Second lowest total on the board at 354. Lefties hitting 356. Righties 304 off of Urias. It's just so dicey with him. The upside is great. He's a phenomenal arm, but like two starts against the Giants, 8.4 points, even though he pitched five innings. He's got to get the strikeouts. He's not usually going to go past six for sure. Usually it's only a five-inning start. So he's going to have to lock it down and lock it down early. So I don't mind him. It's just always huge risk. So $8,200 with Urias. Zach Wheeler at 8K has been throwing it really well. Angels, you know, bats are soft. Few ones that scare you there. Good ballpark in City Field. Wheeler just doesn't strike out the world. The Angels don't strike out a ton. But sneaky good spot. I said they don't strike out a ton. And, you know, DeGrom laced him yesterday. But he's got one of the best K rates in all of baseball. Definitely not. Wheeler's not DeGrom. But he'll be low owned. He's pitched great of late at 8K. So he's worth a look. I can definitely look into that one at 8K. Now we get a little cheaper and a little, I guess, gutsier. Yovani Gallardo, 7,100 at Seattle. He's been an interesting punt for us this year. He's at home against the White Sox in Seattle. Three earned runs or less in three straight starts. Does give up the long ball from time to time, but the Ks are, when the Ks are there, he's getting you 15-plus DraftKings points. $7,100, I'm all aboard that train. When you're looking at Gallardo's numbers, he's striking out 18.1% of the guys he faces. White Sox striking out 22.6% against righties. WOBA 316. Their team total is not even that high today. Only 386 on the bottom section of that. Lefties hitting 326, righties 350. So, you know, Jose Abreu's been on fire with yard again last night. They do have some right-handed bats that are a concern. No doubt about it. That's why it's a risky punt play at $7,100. Another risky one, but the guy has been really good. I listened to some stuff on him on a recent Fangraphs podcast, the Effectively Wild pod. Luis Perdomo, really, really good stuff. Three earned runs or less in four straight starts. 9-7-5-5, those are his Ks in his last four. Ground ball to fly ball, 10-2, 10-0, 12-1, 13-2. And his pitch count's not even high. His highest pitch count there is 96. He's usually around 90 pitches, getting you 15 or more DraftKings points in all four of those starts. He's 7K. I know the D-backs are scary, but what does that sound like? Low pitch count, decent strikeouts, ground ball to fly ball like this. I never would have guessed it until I started deeper diving into him last night once I listened to that podcast. The numbers are crazy with Perdomo, and he is essentially pitching like the National League version of Dallas Keuchel. Now, if you go back and look at his story, I'm not going to bore you with that, but he barely kept up in the league. He's a Rule 5 pickup for the Padres. Long story. And he's resurrected it. They taught him a two-seam fastball late last year when he started figuring things out. Once he started using the two-seam, things changed. And we've seen it look really well this year. Now, the D-backs are a different beast. I do want to mention in the last 30 days, Perdomo is 16th best in barrel FIP. He's only getting barreled 2.52% of the time in the last 30 days. And in the last 30 days, striking out over 26% of the batters he's facing. So it's a very intriguing play. Not everybody's been on board with this guy. The D-backs striking almost 24% of the time versus righties, but we know they crush him. Jake Lamb double donged yesterday. Goldie's hard hit percentage has been asinine this whole season, but especially the last few weeks. I saw up to like 70% the last like 2 weeks, which is insanity. We know they can rake. But Petco's definitely different than Chase Field, so that's worth a good look. The D-backs have the fifth lowest implied team total at 376. Perdomo could be a sneaky play. He's not perfect. There are blowups in the making. He'd be 7K against a D-backs team where he'll be super low owned. I am excited about the Perdomo chances tonight. I like both pitchers in that game, Ray and Perdomo. It's a very intriguing game to me. And the other thing, when I mentioned at the beginning of the pod, the total is 7.5. It's the lowest on the board besides Milwaukee, Chicago. So it's the lowest on the evening slate. So it's very, very intriguing in that matchup. Your punt below 7K is Alex Meyer at $6,400. The guy gets raked. He gives up a lot of loud contact. But he wasn't walking guys his last time. He's 6 1/3, 3 hits, 1 earned, 2 walks, 7 Ks. Prior to that, he was okay at 5 1/3, 4 hits, 3 earned, 7 Ks. When he's getting the strikeouts, because he has really good stuff fastball-wise, little movement, he's not bad. So 18.6, 27.3 in his last two starts. But he does get hit a lot, and he walks guys. When the walks aren't there, it's messy. We used him one time when he was a super cheap punt. He's doing great until he started walking the world on us. So definitely an option going up against the Mets, striking out almost 20% of the time. Average WOBA, 314. But like I said, his walk rate's 15.3% while his K rate's 24.6. So it's like a good and a bad. Which one are you going to play with the poison? He is in New York. Nice, you know, pitching environment. But lefty's hitting 402, righty's 323 in this short sample size. You know, Bruce, Conforto, definitely worth looks there. Punt play. That's all it is. Punt play. So there's your pitchers. C-Mart 11-1, Verlander 10-5, Robbie Ray 89, Urias 82, Wheeler 8K, Gallardo 71, Perdomo 7, Meyer 64. Some interesting looks there, to say the least. Both slates are full of gambles outside of like your top options. So it'll be fun. Catchers, Posey, first base catcher eligible, 45. Not in the best of spots tonight, but not bad as always. Wellington Castillo, 4,200 versus Bolzinger. Castillo is swinging a great stick this year, folks. Went yard last night. Bolzinger pitched one good game, then he got blown up his last time. Blow-ups are what we expect from Bolzinger. Baltimore, definitely in play. Guess I'll give you the good juice on that real quick. Highest total on the board tonight, Baltimore, 5.04. Lefties, 347. Righties, 395 off of Bolzinger in a small sample. Yasmani Grandal versus the righty Dan Straley at $3,600 is in play. Alex Avila, $3,500 first base catcher eligible. His price tag went up. Yay. JT Realmuto, $3,400. James McCann, $3,200 both in play. Mentioned how righties are hitting Ray pretty well. If you're going to fade Robbie Ray, Austin Hedges at catcher is $3K. Definitely in play if you're going that direction. Then our Rene Rivera, they finally showed him respect. If you're using one of the cheap Mets catchers, Rene Rivera and Plawecki are both $2,700. Nice value there if you're fading Meyer. AJ Ellis, if he gets the catch tonight against Urias, he's $2,400. Not ideal, but for a punt, worth a look there. But I'd go no lower than your Mets catchers, most likely. Austin Hedges at 3K is not bad either. No, I love Robbie Ray. First base, Goldie, 5,500. Crush Davis at 5,100 versus Bolsinger is outstanding. Mentioned Jay Bruce, first base outfield at 49. Cody Bellinger, first base outfield. He went deep again last night against Straley at 47. That's a really good play. Will Myers at 47 is a great play. So there's five outstanding first basemen right out the gate. Miggy Cabrera's day-to-day. Justin Smoke versus Kevin Gausman. Smoke's 4,500. I love how they keep rotating Morales and Smoke, which one's going to be more expensive. But Toronto's inconsistent, but 4.46 total. Lefties hit 292, righties 367 off Gausman, righties. So Jose Bautista, please step right up. Justin Smoke, 4,500. Mentioned Posey. Jose Abreu, righties are hitting Gallardo well. Abreu's on fire at 4,500. Kendrys Morales, 44. Brandon Belt, first base outfield, 4,100 versus C-Mart. So the Giants were priced down against Waka, up against C-Mart. That's good. Matt Carpenter, 4,100 versus Samardzija is in play. Trey Mancini, first base outfield eligible, 3,700 for Baltimore. Like I said, the righties are crushing Bolsinger. Both sides are, but righties are. Mancini, swinging a good stick this year. Mentioned Alex Avila already. TJ Rivera for the Mets, first base, third base, 3,500. Yeah, I wouldn't really take that risk. The upside's not as big usually. Louis Valbuena, 3,400, first base, third base for the Angels is always a sneaky potential. Matt Davidson of the White Sox, first base, third base, used to be third base only. Now you get both options. He's 3,200. Danny Valencia against Pelfrey, 3,100 for the Mariners. Let's head over to the second base position. Ian Kinsler, 4,300 versus Griffin. Neil Walker, a left-handed bat versus Meyer at 43. Devin Travis, right-handed bat versus Gausman at 42. Jonathan Schoop, $3,800. He led off last night. That's definitely improves his value, folks, if he's leading off in that lineup, especially with Bolsinger tonight at $3,800. Keep an eye on that Baltimore lineup. Mentioned how much I loved Chris Taylor of the Dodgers yesterday against the lefty. Well, he went ding-dong. He's $3,700 against Straley. It's not as ideal, but I still don't mind him at all against Straley. Colton Wong, $3,300 versus Samardzija is definitely in play if he's leading off as he has been. Yolmer Sanchez, $2,900 versus Gallardo is in play. Keep an eye on that as well. Let's head over to the third base position. Manny Machado, 5,200. Jacob Lamb against the righty, 5,200 after the double dong performance. Joey Gallo went deep last night, 4,400. Jed Jericho hits righties very well. He's 4K for St. Louis. The Todd Father, 3,800. Just so inconsistent. Kyle Seager, $3,800 for Pelfrey is very, very attractive. Ryan Schimpf would not use him. Would not use him. Stay away. Stay away. I mentioned, you know, Davidson, Valbuena already. Most of the third basemen are on the other slate. Yeah, that's it. Wow. That is crappy. Going over, you have to pay up tonight, folks. Don't get cute at third base. That's all I'm going to say. Don't get cute. Shortstop, Gene Segura, $5,100 versus Pelfrey. Corey Seager's 4,500. It's just so not consistent at all right now. But he's Corey Seager, so I get it. Jose Reyes, 38, would, you know, is not a bad look. Left-handed bat versus Myers, third base shortstop. Chris Owens was 4,400. That's pretty steep for, you want that home run upside for price tag like that. Not saying Owens can't go deep, but not the best matchup. Let him as Diaz, 37. Andrus, 36. Taylor Motter, 3,400, second base shortstop. Brandon Crawford, 3,200, could be worth a look. Shortstop is bad tonight, folks. My God. Yeah, that's bad. I wouldn't go below Crawford. Not worth the gambles there. Going to the outfield, Mike Trout, $5,700. JD Martinez, 5K, both in play. Mentioned righties off of Gausman. Jose Bautista, 4,900. Lefties off of Meyer. Conforto, 4,900. Nelly Cruz, 4,800. Bruce, I already mentioned earlier, he's 49. Bellinger's 47. Mentioned him. Got Mark Trumbull's up to $4,600. Adam Jones, 45. Both right-handed bats versus Bolsinger. Omar Mazzara, 4,300 versus Verlander. Giancarlo, 43 versus Urias. Dexter Fowler swinging it well the last few days, 4,200 versus Samardzija. Samardzija, you know, people love to target him because he gives up runs, and I get it, but you know, he makes it interesting. He's hard to stack against, I'll tell you that much. Avisel Garcia, 4,200. Brandon Belt mentioned him. David Peralta, 4,100 versus Perdomo. He's really good at optioning against right-handed bats if you're looking to go some D-backs action. Yelich, 4K. Gamel, 3,800 versus Pelfrey. He's a good play tonight. Like that a lot. Mentioned Mancini at 37. Marcelo Zuna versus a lefty, 37. He's kind of cooled down, but I don't ever fade Marcelo if you don't have to. Not a must play. Just don't get crazy. Jock Jams, 3,600 versus Sterling's a good look. And that one. Hunter Renfro with the home run upside, 3,500 versus Robbie Ray. Denard Span, he just keeps hitting. Had the big hit last night. He's 3,400 leading off for the Gigantes. Definitely worth a look there. Tyler Collins, 3,200 versus Griffin's a nice value play in the outfield. And Tigers back. Griffin's been pitching really well this year. I could see some GPP upside there if you want to get weird. But I definitely could get behind it if you want to get weird. Just those Tigers bats can be scary. Very scary, but no one's going to be using Griffin, so I get it. Jared Hoying for the Texas Rangers, 3,100 bucks, nice value play. He's placing Verlander's the only downside, but good value. Been hitting with a lot of power since getting the starting opportunity there. And that should just about do it. Oh, you got your left, another facing Straley tonight. So there goes that. Yeah, that will do it. So below 3,100 with Hoying. So not a ton of value on this slate compared to a couple you found on the early slate. Pitching, C-Mart, 11-1, Verlander, 10-5, Ray, 89, Urias, 82, Wheeler, 8K, Gallardo, 71, Perdomo, 7, Myers, 64. You're stacking Baltimore against Bulsinger. Lefties and righties. Righties almost hitting 400. Looking at Seattle versus Pelfrey is always interesting. Lefties hitting 377, righties 364. He doesn't give up a lot of home runs, but definitely worth a look. And that one, Detroit versus A.J. Griffin. Lefty's hitting 391 off of A.J. That's why, you know, Tyler Collins, 3,200 bucks. Alex Avila, 35. Go Victor Martinez as you want. He's actually pretty hot right now. I usually never mention him because he's so inconsistent. And if you're paying for a first baseman with Detroit, you're paying for Miguel Cabrera. But he might be out tonight. So you might have somewhere to go there. Given he can use Avila at first base also. Dodgers versus Straley. Lefty's only hitting 285 off Straley. Righty's 311 with Dodgers. Do crush right-handed pitching. Blue Jays versus Gausman. Righty's hitting 367. Joey Bats and company. So some good looks around the evening slate there. That'll do it. Check your weather. Make sure things are good to go there. Got some nice contests on DraftKings today and tonight. So you have 8-game early, 7-game late. That early slate's got some serious rain to play with. But good luck with that. Hopefully, you have a good weekend. Preakness today. Lots of baseball, NBA playoffs, the works. I'll be back on Monday with you. And maybe I'll sneak one in tonight. Maybe. But no promises. I got a busy day. Some stuff I have to do. So I don't know if I'll get to it later tonight or not. But good luck. Hope everybody has a great weekend. If I don't get to you tomorrow, I will get back with you on Monday. And this was your MLB DFS Quick Hit Saturday, May 20th edition.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.